time for another installment in our weekly feature from the Stoop Storytelling Series. Nancy Murray tells a story about something that happened to her in 1994 that changed her outlook on life.
Then I was struggling in every sense of the word. I was a young single mother. I was uneducated. I was inexperienced. I was estranged from most of my family. And I was living well below the poverty line. I had two things going for me at the time. I had a great big brain and I knew how to use it. And the second thing was I had my two girls and I was fiercely determined to give them the things that I didn't feel that I had, which was a safe and happy childhood and a strong sense of belonging to a family and a good education. To that end, I was looking for a house in Montgomery County, one of the most expensive counties in Maryland, which I had absolutely no business looking for a house in with my income level. But I was determined, and I found the perfect house for us because it was a complete and total dump. And I was able to negotiate with the landlord that I would pay half of the rent that the market commanded in exchange for my hard work turning this house into a home. I was going to renovate it for him, and he agreed. So I rolled up my sleeves and I got to work. I was working full-time as a manager of a deli at the time. I was also working part-time as a teacher's assistant to my daughter's classrooms, and I was also a chair of several different committees for the PTA. So it was in my spare time that I was renovating the house. And after about 4 months, the house was looking pretty good, and I was looking like I'd been hit by a truck or something. My sister, who has always been there for me, decided to run an intervention. And she said, "Nancy, if you don't take a break, you're going to have one." So she whisked me away for a weekend of R&R. And while I was away, that house and nearly everything in it burned to the ground. So I came home to the crowd of concerned faces on my front lawn. I walked past the police tape, and I walked straight to the library, which was my favorite room. I had had my lifelong collection of books in that room. And when I saw them in a pile of soot and foam from the firemen's hoses, I realized exactly what was happening, and my knees buckled under the weight of it. And I took my daughters to their father's house, and I left them there because I was suddenly finding myself completely destitute and homeless. And my daughter Katie asked me if I would go get her teddy bear for her that she slept with at night, and Shannon asked me if I would give her her blanket. But I had the heartbreaking experience of looking into those sweet faces and saying, "I'm sorry, it's all gone." I went to the remains of my house, and it was winter, and I had to chip through the piles of frozen things to try to find anything that was salvageable. I was chipping away at this stuff, and I found myself thinking some pretty bleak thoughts about giving up. And I've heard that the darkest hour actually comes just before dawn, and that when things are the worst, that's when the angels appear to lift you up. I guess I'm here to attest to the fact that that's true. In this time of chipping away in the cold, I broke off an item that was very teddy bear shaped in its blackness. And I gave it to my neighbor to put in the washing machine. And indeed, it was made of fire retardant material. So I was able to bring my daughter Katie the one and only thing she asked me to bring her, which made my heart begin again to beat. The wardrobe that was in my daughter's upstairs bedroom, when the ceiling had given way and the floor had given way, it actually landed on my daughter Shannon's blanket. And it was made of thick wood, slow burning, that protected the blanket through the entire ordeal, and I was also able to give my daughter Shannon her blanket back. And now I was full on knowing something was up here for me and that it was gonna be okay. And so I started in my new hopeful attitude looking around, and that's when I noticed the angels who had been there all along. They didn't have flowing robes and big wings and halos. They actually looked like my neighbors and my ex-husband, and my brother, and my sister, and They kind of looked like you guys, actually. They went to Borders Books and told them about my lifelong book collection that was gone, and Borders Books responded by giving me a shopping spree to start a new book collection. Toys R Us gave my daughters a shopping spree to replace some of their toys. And you know, when you're nine, Katie was nine and Shannon was six, and when you're that age, you can lose everything, but a shopping spree makes it all better. So they were like, whatever, let's go shopping. So, you know, the deli where I worked at, oh my God, I was the person on the jar. You've seen the jar? At one point, a gentleman came up to me and handed me literally thousands of dollars that had been collected on my behalf. And I was proud. And I mean, I'd never had welfare or any of that stuff. I was never going to let anybody help me. So I was like, no, I can't do that. And he explained to me that there is a dignity in giving that we do not honor if we don't graciously receive. And so I very humbly opened my hand and accepted. It was a big lesson for me. 22 giant bags of clothes and toys were delivered to the place where I worked, boxes and boxes of food and toiletries. A little girl, like she couldn't be more than 7 years old, gave us two stuffed lions from her personal stuffed animal collection, and she said she wanted me to give these to my daughters, and she picked the lions because lions are brave. She wanted my girls to be brave, too. I mean, there were angels everywhere, and in 3 weeks, I was up and running again. Still in trouble, I mean, still struggling, but I had something now that I'd never had before. I had a very strong sense that I belonged to a family, a very large family, and my human family might be tremendously dysfunctional. But I learned that there was an enormous amount of love in it, and from that day forward, I've carried that love with me and wrapped it around me like my own little security blanket. I wanted to be here tonight to finally have the opportunity to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the help that you gave me, because we couldn't have done it without you, and thank you.
That's Nancy Murray on a fire that gave as much as it took. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast all at stoopstorytelling.com. We'll link to it from our page at wypr.org. Glad you've been listening to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Hope you have a great weekend.